This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. It is quite possible that God's purpose is something different from the purpose of either party. That was what Lincoln wrote in secret to himself alone, most likely in 1864, as he agonized over why the Civil War was going on and on. His meditative essay was later discovered in his desk by John Hay, his secretary, who named it Meditation on the Divine Will. Now, Lincoln all his life believed in something he first called fate. Even in his younger years, he often quoted Shakespeare's Hamlet saying, "There's a divinity that shapes our ends, rough-hew them how we will." The young Hamlet's speech for his own existence, search for his own existence, to be or not to be, echoes Lincoln's spiritual quest. Could he be? Could he become anyone or anything at all? And because he actually split logs and rough-hewed their ends for cabins and rail fences, sometimes hundreds in a day, Hamlet's image, wood and axe, fits Lincoln's real life, as well as his view that divinity, some divinity, builds our house, even as we work to fit the ends together. But what when the ends don't fit? When the house or cabin is divided against itself? When civil war divides and destroys the country? What is the fate of the divinity then? Lincoln didn't want just to be a winner, just to win the war. He wanted to understand for himself and really for the nation in the ages what it meant to suffer like this as a nation. That is why prophet is the religious category that fits Lincoln. That's what prophets agonize over. Lincoln did not give up on the idea of God when he could see no rhyme or reason for the suffering that was sinking the country. What end, what house was being built? The slave plantation house or the house of a free nation? Unwilling to drop God from the equation, the only alternative he could think of, and it was the biblical one, God was not on either side. God's purpose was different from the purpose of either party. It was, of course, more than just a puzzle to him. His heart was in it. He suffered like Job suffers in the Bible. But for Lincoln, there was one thing more than justice to be had from the hands of God. More than just justice, he saw God living through history. A living history is the corollary to a living God in Lincoln's mind. We are not just stuck in a circle game, but in turns with a direction. Even as he said, we here hold the power and bear the responsibility. This is all spiritual because we do not know the outcome, only our role in shaping things, so that we too, like Lincoln, may be lighted down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.